This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy Meekman. Police say 11 heavily armed self-professed militia members were arrested in Boston Saturday, ending an overnight standoff that shut down the major U.S. interstate at the start of the Independence holiday weekend. Local media identify them as members of Rise of the Moors, a group that does not recognize American laws but professes to be peaceful. The encounter began early Friday when a Massachusetts state trooper saw two cars stopped in a breakdown lane with groups of men armed with rifles and pistols standing around, according to police. The group, whose self-professed leader, told police that the men were traveling from U.S. states Rhode Island to Maine for some so-called training scattered into the nearby woods off the Interstate 95 after police asked for their identification and gun permits. Demolition workers are planning to bring down the rest of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida ahead of an approaching storm that is heightening concerns that the structure could come down on its own. A top Miami-Dade fire official says the plan is to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it is structurally unsound, and bringing it down will protect residents. Confirmed death toll from the collapse has risen to 24 with the discovery of two more bodies in the rubble. And the Canadian military says it is on standby to help evacuate towns and fight more than 170 wildfires fueled by a record-setting heat wave and tender, dry conditions. At least 177 fires are active in western British Columbia, 76 of them sparked in the last 2 days, according to fire officials. Most caused by intense lightning storms. This is the only news. A Syrian war monitoring group says 7 children were among 9 civilians killed by regime artillery fire on Saturday in Syria's last major rebel stronghold of Idlib and the country's northwest. The shelling also wounded around 15 others, according to the Syria Observatory for Human Rights. Saturday's death toll is one of the highest since an international ceasefire came into force in March of 2020, but there are frequent violations of truce brokered by regime ally Russia and rebel backer Turkey. Russian warplanes have pounded the southern Idlib region over the past weeks in tandem with artillery shelling by regime forces, according to the monitor. The war in Syria has killed nearly 500,000 people since it started in 2011 with the brutal repression of peaceful demonstrations. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan as Western Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed fighting with government forces, including many in air support. There have been fears Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the United States has provided in the past. Taliban rejects the government's claims. Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso on Saturday, demanding a stronger response to rising jihadists and bloodshed after massacre last month killed more than 130 people. The landlocked West African country has faced increasing attacks by jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State since 2015. It was the first march organized by the opposition and civil society groups since the president was reelected last year. The Burkina Faso's president has asked the organizers to postpone that march, but the country's opposition leader welcomed a huge mobilization across the country despite government calls for a boycott. He claims the first term there were officially more than 1,300 deaths and 1.2 million internally displaced people. It is feared that the second term will be worse than the first, according to him, because since the start of the year, they've had more than 300 deaths. Again, the landlocked West African country has faced increasing attacks by jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State since the year 2015 and the first part of